Sir, live streaming is on, says the very professional sounding voice in my ears. So let's see here. And I'm not showing up live. There I am. All right. Do 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 do. All right. Pop this back out. Readjust. Oops. Wrong way, stupid. Okay. Bring this back over here. Can drop that. All right, let's head over to 88 and see if that did the trick. I deleted. Nope. Well then. Yeah, still not showing live on 88, so not quite sure what's going on with that. I did reach out to the Techie Titan people. We'll see what they come up with. So, hey, Kermie, we're having tech issues, and for once, it's not me. I'm 100% positive on it. It's not me. I'll put some music back on for you. Where were we? Hate Uber alles.
Hey, you. the meaning of pain, the way that I want you to die. Slow down, immense decay, shallow declension of the night. Shit, like how you are, stepped out, your life work, human mice, for the engine of death, 400,000 more to die. To the kingdom of the dead, to the dead, sorcery of the mind, ladies and noblest blood, destroy without mercy, defending the Aryan race, surgery with no anesthesia, even I miss you intensely, inferior, no use to that cat, stepped out screaming at the dead, angel of doubt, monarch to the kingdom of the dead. Butcher, against pushing through your eyes, burning flesh, drift away, test the heat, bursting in your mind, start to boil, freezing cold, cracks to live, how long can you last in this frozen water burial, so together, your booty heads, just a matter of time till you rip yourself apart, millions laying out, in the crown of two, 16 ways to achieve the Holocaust. Running cold, chested cells, dying eyes, feeding on the screams of the music he's creating, pathetic, harmless victims, left to die. Rapid, interlope, death, fly free.
Thank you. crash as I'm here. Step away from the window. I'll go back to sleep. Safe from pain and truth and choice. And other poison devils. See, they don't give a fuck about you like I do.
Alrighty, we are live. We are live on one platform. Just one platform tonight because I can't get the 88 stream to come up. So I have no idea what's going on with that. So, yeah. That's all right. We will rock the OG Salty Crew tonight. What do you say, Fashbird?
Hey, you know what? Something comes up, a speed bump, and you know what? We just go right over it and use what we got.
Hell yeah.
That is the white power way.
That is the white power way. Very, very true. Very wise words. So Let's say hi to our chat over here on FTJ, the OG Salty Bitch crew. So far, we have got Riot Earth, Snail Racer, Southern Cross, Whitman, Unobtrusive, Toxic Straight White Male, Kermy, and Aryan Eagle hanging out with us. So, hey guys, good to see you all. New semester is in session. switching to a new new topic. So, what are we starting? We're starting our Heroes and Villains saga tonight. So we're going to look at some of the ones that are supposed to be the worst of villains and kind of comparing the propaganda and what we've been told to the actual facts about those individuals.
And now we're going to take a look at the actual bad guys in the U.S.
Yes. When we can find the comparable ones. Like tonight we're doing it a little bit different because there wasn't like a direct comparison, right?
Well, I asked Carl, I said, is there an American version or an allied version of Dr. Mengele? And he said no, but he did lead me to some Russian experiments, which I have not looked at. I have seen Russian experiments in the past concerning animals and sewing dog heads on to dogs. And they are just fucking barbarians. And so I have not. Yeah, I have not looked them up, but I do have a plethora of experiments done by the U.S., even one in wooden gas chambers in 1942. Isn't that odd?
That's interesting, yeah. Yeah, I made the mistake of watching a documentary about the one sleep experiment they did to people.
Oh, keeping them awake? Yeah, uh-huh. People don't realize that... that insomnia can eventually kill you. There is a fatal form of insomnia. It's genetic. Yeah. There's a whole family who had it, and poor things. You stay awake until your body gives out. And that's scary.
It is. I deal with insomnia periodically. Mine's not like, I guess you would call that more medical. It's just more, my brain doesn't turn off periodically, but...
No, I feel you with that. I have that and the occasional demon. I've had my fair share of feeling as if I'm being pulled off my bed. And some freaky stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah. I've had lots of. We're going to have to do like an online coffee date sometime, just you and I, and compare stories there.
To be honest, I think we'd have we already have a lot in common. But I think that we would have a whole bunch more in common, which, the more the better, because as long as you're not in it alone, then it's a lot easier to deal with.
Oh, my God. Yes, absolutely. Did you want to dive right into Dr. Mengele, or do we want to? I know we wanted to talk about some other stuff as well tonight.
You know what? I think we should hit some other stuff first because it's on my chest. It has been bothering me for some time now. And you know what? We always have such a great chat. And I think that they would understand and they'd want to hear about this too.
Yeah. I was surprised when it came up on G-Man's show that none of the rest of them had heard anything about that.
If you're not following the right people on Twitter, because I don't have cable, but I doubt that anyone heard about this in any news. But
Well, I mean, first of all, it happened in Europe, so our so-called news doesn't really cover a lot of that. And what they do is very, very carefully curated. So there's that aspect, but. Neither side is going to really want to cover that, you know, left or right.
And never mind that. It opens them up to have to explain how we do it here and how it's done in Canada.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be just a faraway story that, you know, you wouldn't have to worry about. It happens here, too.
Yeah. So I guess we should actually tell the chat what we're referencing here.
Yes.
But it was, if any of you caught G-Man's stream Friday, It was brought up, and I'll admit it. I just blasted it right out there because I knew it was bothering Fash. And when she and I talked briefly about it, it was like, we're just gonna start talking about this. So I hope you don't mind that I brought it up there, but I wanted to be like, this is real. We're on a women's panel. This is what's really happening to women.
No, kind of thing. It should be out there. Everyone should know this because this isn't going to be one isolated thing. It's been a slippery slope from the very beginning. We have had, met a doctor-assisted suicide for some time. We know back to Kevorkian, who was the original that was thrown in prison. But then they made it legal, so the whole thing seems a little odd. But
it was the young lady guys in it was Spain where she. I'm honestly not clear. I was having a hard time finding articles about it that I trusted anyway. But somehow or other, she ended up doing the assisted suicide because she had been raped. So I'll let Fash fill you in on more of the details.
Yes. Yeah, so she was in Spain. Her parents were, very poor. They just couldn't support their children. They had to give them up to the state. The Spanish government had placed her into a center that was used for invader children. At the age of 13, she had been gang raped by those invader children. She had received no help from anyone after that. No one, either out of fear of being called racist or starting trouble or I don't know. So she received no help. Then again, at 15, she was gang raped by even more of the children, would be enough to break anyone.
Children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be enough to break anyone. I can't imagine the pain. I can't. At 15, 13, your mental, your mental health is just shot.
Yeah. What really gets me is, so in these kind of cases, and I've heard this language used across the board, across any of the Western countries, shall we be kind and call them individuals who perform these rapes, who commit these rapes, are referred to as children. But then the white girl being raped, well, she's just an underage woman.
Yes.
Like, no, if she's of a comparable age, that makes her a child too, right? Oh, no, underage woman. Makes it sound like, they're trying to make it sound like it's not so bad.
She's an acceptable loss when it comes to diversity and multi-racialism. Mm-hmm. So after her second gang rape, she found no avenues of help, and she decided to end everything through a fifth-story window. Lucky or unlucky, she lived and became a paraplegic. And I guess that only made things much worse for her. She became depressed, and her doctors talked her into allowing them to kill her, no doubt to gain her skin, her organs. She was only 25, so I'm sure she had very healthy organs, eyes, skin, anything. She was a walking money bag. But her father had stepped in, went to court multiple times to fight this. I don't know where her mother was, or maybe the father just let everything, you know. Her friends tried to stop her, but they were kept at the door of the hospital by security and doctors, and they were not allowed up to speak to her. So it's about a week ago, I'd say, maybe 5 days ago. So they went into her room, gave her a sleep sedative, and then injected her with the poison, and she died in her sleep. A 25-year-old woman, beautiful girl, who had a rough hand dealt to her, and she was worth more dead than alive to her government. And this is not the first case. There have been more in Netherlands, in Canada. It's outrageous up there. It's a literal white genocide up there. You know they're not going to niggers with this and saying,
oh no,
oh, you know, Toby, you really should just finish it. Let's just help you end it. Because if they ever did that, that'd be racist.
Oh yeah, I'm sure if it's a nigger or non of any variety or flavor, then it's going to be, oh, we're going to get you actual help and therapy and get you through this because life is worth living. But if you're an evil white person, then it's pointless. Just go die.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure her rapist probably received some help or they considered it mental illness, or they were just too stupid to understand what they did. So they'll get some help, I'm sure. Never mind that, but get supported. Their housing, their clothing, their food, everything will be paid by this woman's parents and their neighbors and all the other innocent people.
Yeah.
That's just, it's sickening. So, we have it here in the U.S. We do have a few states who actually offer the outright suicide. But I don't know how many people know that in every state, they have a thing called VSED. It's legal in every state of the United States, and it's voluntarily stopping eating and drinking. You make the decision to stop eating, drinking water, drinking anything. You stop. And they will send nurses to your home to keep you comfortable during this process while you die. They'll make sure you no longer have a dry mouth or any stomach cramps or issues sleeping. They will give you whatever you need to keep you comfortable until you die from not eating and not drinking. So I would assume, usually that probably wouldn't last too long without water. You can only go a few days really without water.
Yeah. I forget how many days it is, but yeah, it's not very long. It's longer without food than it is without water, but you add them both together and it's like, what really disturbs me just overall is this is the level they are taking us to just across the board for any reason. Like, oh, okay, you're down, you're depressed. Just go kill yourself. That's how bad it's gotten, that people are actually buying into this. That is how hopeless they feel.
It's been a slippery slope from the very beginning, and we all could have seen that now. A mile away, it started out, oh, if you're sick, if you're really sick and you know you're going to pass, then this will help you. And then it moved to, well, now we can help mental illnesses too. Mm-hmm. It started out, you know, with just, oh, you're going to die in 6 months, so we'll let us help you. But now this poor girl was killed not because she's had terminal cancer, but because she was 25 and depressed.
Yeah. There was, wasn't there a case I'm remembering, was it last year or so in the Netherlands or somewhere in that neck of the woods? It was a girl that was even younger. I think that wanted, she chose to, I don't know if she actually went through with it, but was trying to get the assisted suicide. She wanted to kill herself because, again, she had been raped at least once, possibly more, by these invaders, these animals. And she was in her like late teens, beautiful young white girl. Same thing.
It's, you know, this is a cost that seems like, I'm assuming it, the government doesn't even, it's not even a blip on their radar. They don't care about it. But I feel that as we just keep taking more of these fucking subhumans into our country, this is just going to become worse. And it's kind of like a twofold thing, I guess. So it helps them clear out even more white people, but then they can make money off of our dead bodies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because if you go I was thinking, if you go to the doctors and you plan this, they have enough time to sell off your parts.
They have waiting lists. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like Planned Parenthood. Israel called. Yeah, Israel called with their weekly order. They need 83 spleens and about 14, you know, hearts. And talk about chop shop. That's why, you know, and I encourage everybody, don't ever, ever, ever put on your driver's license or your IDs that you are an organ donor.
Oh, just no. Just don't do it. For the longest time I did, because I thought, well, you know, what could it hurt? I just, you know, if my eyes are still good or something, let someone use it. But no, not anymore. Now, a doctor just needs to confirm your brain dead before they can start taking your organs. And they have manipulated the definition of brain dead. And funny that they have ways that they can make you brain dead.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to make you brain dead. So there's no trusting them. I've heard of stories of where families have had to have stood right beside the bed to make sure these doctors didn't try to say, oh, well, we should take his organs now.
Do you remember that case? This was a couple of years back. I believe it was in Florida. There was a young man that had been in an accident. He was in like his 20s, and he was in a coma. And the doctors were insisting he was brain dead and he wasn't coming out, and they were going to take him off the life support and basically just let him die. And his father was like, no, he will come back. He will come. And he ended up barricading himself in his son's hospital room with a gun.
Yes.
Holding them off.
And his son woke up.
Yeah. He squeezed it. He woke up enough to squeeze his dad's hand. And the guy ended up going to jail for defending his son. But, you know, that was one case where there was at least somewhat of a just outcome in terms of he saved his son. But this is what's crazy. And in Europe, they don't have these opportunities. They're not really allowed to carry firearms as far as I'm aware.
Well, some countries, I think. I think the Netherlands, they have guns there.
Okay. I know Switzerland, they were always pretty much, oh, hell, they used to encourage people to carry like submachine guns around while biking and shit. They also have one of the lowest crime rates for the longest time, too.
Well, yes, funny they were that. Nordic whites, but now are they not the rape capital of Europe? Mm-hmm. At least that's unfortunately what I heard. That, of course, can be reversed, and it will be. And I will be one happy mama to see these people getting exactly what they deserve.
Yep. Absolutely.
I just thought that was... And her father to bring this to court multiple times to try to have his daughter taken out of the program and for him being denied. I think it's heartbreaking. I saw a video of her in her wheelchair and she was just... You know, someone's daughter, she was a beautiful young white woman, and I'm dead because some fucking savages raped her.
Yeah. And that's I think something any woman as she gets into her teens and her early adulthood, I think we all have to actually think through that as women, like, what do I do if that happens to me? You know, not even just like, how do I react in the moment and survive it, but like surviving all the after effects. And I feel like it's something that's just not talked about. And as they bring more and more of these animals over here now too, it's a message I really would love to start getting out. Like, you know, you have options.
Yes. I think, let's talk about boomers.
Yeah.
At least the boomers I know that I grew up with were taught from their childhood that what happened in your house stayed in your house, or just something happened, you just push it back in the back of your mind and you just forget about it, you move on. I think some passed on what they thought was good advice, that you just try not to think about it. If someone who's never been raped, they would have no idea that it interferes with every aspect of your life.
Yeah.
Mentally and physically, it's now changed you.
Yeah. And it's one of those difficult situations for me to wrap my head around, because there's such a sense of, for the longest time now, if you got raped, it was your fault. And I'd be the first one to admit, yeah, there are a lot of freaking tramps out there that go around dressing like sluts in public, and that's just stupid beyond being trashy. But you know, a lot of times it's not those women that are targeted for rape, and that's what bothers me. You know, it's the ones where they're just walking home from work, from the bus stop, and they're wearing perfectly normal modest clothing, but that they get sort of tainted by the same brush that you have these whores out in the nightclub. Well, she probably was out in the nightclub, blah, blah. And it makes people women still so hesitant to even try and prosecute their attacker if they even find them.
Yeah. I don't like that. Well, look at the way she was dressed. She was asking for it. There's this museum. You can find a display, an exhibit about rape, and it shows outfits from children, men and women, who were raped in those outfits, because so many like to say, well, look how she was dressed. She was asking for it. I don't care if the woman's walking down naked down the street. I'm not saying that's right, and I wouldn't condone that.
Right.
But that doesn't mean she wants to be touched.
Right.
But another scary thing is that I believe in the majority of, well, a good chunk of rapes are committed by someone you know.
Yeah.
You're drunk and, you know, your guy friend or whatever, you know, someone does it when you are in a very low spot and unaware of things. I'm not going to be here and just attack men or this or that. And I'm not going to say that women don't put themselves in unsafe situations.
Correct.
You need to be obviously well aware of your surroundings. If your gut is saying this probably isn't a good space, then leave. If you're the only woman in the bar, leave. If you see dark alleys and there's no streetlights, fucking leave. I mean, there are ways to try to prevent it, but I don't like when they try to say, oh, well, it's the woman's fault. No one asks for that. Do you know how many children are raped every day? And men, how many men in prison are raped? No one asks to be raped.
Nobody
that is an invasion of that is an invasion that is just holy. It's just so.
That's one of the biggest problems in my mind is the way it is presented in the so-called media, in the news, is that rape is about sex. And no, sex is just the method of assault. Rape is about power. It is about control. It is about abuse. Sex is just the method they use.
Yes. That's why, you know? That's why there are currently no punishments for rapists or pedos that guarantee 0% recidivism. Because even if you were to chemically castrate a man, he still has his anger. And I'm just using a man as an example. Women rape too.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But if someone is chemically castrated, that doesn't stop them from being able to take control and using some other foreign object. Yep.
Well, you know how many lesbians get raped by their ex-partners and other lesbians?
Yeah.
It's not really about the equipment at that point, you know?
No, it's not. And this isn't bound on just men.
Yeah.
This is an issue for both sides. And to be honest, lesbians have a high rate of sexual abuse of children in their homes, too.
Yeah.
That goes again with, well, how do fags and dykes breed?
They don't. They absorb.
They through sexual abuse of their child. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. It's disturbing.
So I think, we need to open up lines of communication for rape. Because we know on the leftist side, when a white woman is raped, she's told to hush, hush, because it would look bad, especially if it was a black guy or some other non. And I've actually read that even in the feminist movement, if a white woman had, you know, spoke out of being raped, but it was done by a non, she was told, no, we don't need don't bring that up. We don't need to hear about that.
Because
they don't realize
that.
Even in feminism, white women are the bottom of the barrel.
Bottom, absolute bottom. It's disturbing, really. I mean, white people are always automatically at the bottom of the barrel, but no, it's difficult because then you get into all these mixed responses where one thing that really worries me is that even within our own community, you're going to have more and more people go, okay, well, you know, just women just stay at home. Women don't go out. Women, you know, are we going to get to the point where we're just like the freaking Muslims, where we have to go out in wearing a freaking tent only accompanied by male relatives? Like, that's not right either.
No, I mean, if we do, I mean, they wear those fucking trash bags because the men can't control themselves to the point that even 3-year-old girls have to cover themselves up completely.
Yeah.
That is not what I expect from a proper white Aryan society. that women were in the workforce in the Third Reich. You didn't hear about random rapes just yeah. going on, you know. Weimar, sure, but not under National Socialism.
Oh, no.
We need to... You know, we had the answer in 1913 with Leo Frank. Mm-hmm. We just need to, you know, to bring that blood memory back and and take care of these people.
I had an old timer I worked with a couple years ago actually come up with a really brilliant way to punish that. You just wrap barbed wire around some portion of their anatomy. We'll leave which portion up to your individual imaginations, and kick them off a roof while holding the other end.
I like that.
I really like that too. that one got me.
And this is universal. Don't claim I'm a man hater.
Right.
I believe rapists and women absolutely can be child rapists. Can be rapist of anyone. So I'm right up there with them hanging from the lamppost.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And actually, I think women who are rapists, because again, 100% agree, women can absolutely be rapists, because again, it's not really about sex. They actually, I think, deserve worse punishments than someone, because we're meant to be the nurturers, you know? Yeah. So to me, it's just like even... extra vile.
Well, no, that's why I mean some of these, like the female child, the pedos, it's like, well, how do you look at a child and say, oh, this innocent being, you know, needs some help, let me rape him? It's not that I can excuse it in men, but in a woman, that's just like mind-boggling.
Yeah.
You have natural instincts to want to nurture and love and bring up our next generation. And no, you're defective. And the only way to fix you is 6 feet under.
Yeah. Yeah. The dirt immersion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dirt immersion therapy. No, it's a big problem, and it's one of those topics that I just feel like nobody really wants to talk about. Ooh, rape's a scary, guess what? Rape happens. Like, we're not going to just keep this behind a veil of secrecy anymore.
I mean, if you were to believe that in an average year that niggers rape about 10 to 11,000 white women a year, so that's a few every day, you know, a good amount every day.
Yeah.
These women need help. I'm not a hippy dippy, oh, let's get into therapy and do all this stuff and stick you on meds. I am, though, for talking it out, mm-hmm. getting her to a place where she feels she's safe and comfortable, and help mm-hmm. her build that back up.
Yep.
And she needs patience and time and understanding.
Yeah. Well, Snail Racer said in the chat, carry a gun instead of a burqa. And I mean, I'm all for that. I'm all for... I'm a big proponent of women learning self-defense, everything from basic physical self-defense, like to all the way up to handguns. Unfortunately, that's the handgun. Well, gun thing is not easy depending on where you are. There are so many different rules and laws and reasons why people can't or don't want to carry.
No, I understand. I am currently working on my safety. Mm-hmm. Controls. I am all for owning what you want to. If I want to have a tiger 2 on my front yard, I should be able to do that.
See, I would have thought you'd be more of a panzer girl.
I want something that's going to be like, yeah, no, that, you know, someone walks by and they're like, yeah, I don't think I want to go in there. I'm all set. Yeah, thanks. But I truly believe you can own what you need to own to feel safe, especially when you have a family. Especially when you have a family. And you know what? Even if you don't have children, I am a believer that my property, my house, is more important than any nigger that comes up to my front door trying to take my property or my house. or get into.
They never just try to take. You know, they always have to.
You know. Yeah. So I am as pro gun as you can possibly be. I am.
Yeah.
No, it's the polite society saying, you know, if everyone's caring, then everyone's a little more polite because everyone's
precisely
caring.
Precisely. Well, I mean, we've all seen the statistics. We know, you know, that the communities that have more of the free carry, open carry kind of deals tend to be safer. Just yes. It's just a simple fact.
And you know what? It's just to go back to, in some cases of rape, I believe the death of the perpetrator can be closure to an extent for victims.
Yeah,
I think it can be. It can help them know that this person can never do it to them or anyone else ever again. I think that is a big help. So I am for sticking them up on the lamppost in front of the town so everyone can see and have a proud daddy or a proud mama there saying, this is what he did. And he's never going to be able to do it to any other child or anyone else.
Yeah. Another issue that I have noticed with many, more common with women, but I have seen it with men. So again, we're not trying to say one side more than the other, is almost nobody has a fight response anymore. Like that was our thing as white people. We've always been fighters, but they have us so brainwashed that people tend to just freeze in the moment because we don't have the proper training and conditioning to react in the moment to what's going on in these situations. And I do think that contributes. I mean, it's obviously not the main cause, but it does contribute to the number of rapes that happen over here, at least.
Oh, well, I'll tell you from personal experience, yes. It used to be just the fight or flight reflex, you know. I have fallen prey to the frozen reflex. And it really, I don't know where this came from. It's not something that we learned when we were younger. It has just become something. No, I don't know if it's
part
just,
of the programming.
Yeah. It's just straight up fear, or you you have these cops saying, just let them do it. Don't fight back and then call us or something. You know, I can see them doing that. And it's horrible. It's a horrible reflex to have because you need to be able to fight back. You have to, that's your right and your duty to fight back. Mm-hmm.
There was some work done, medical research done. I cannot remember the name of the doctor. I have to go back into some of my old notes because I had researched this a while back. It was a guy who was researching the autonomic nervous system, which directly is controlled by and controls your fight or flight response. And when this ANS is dysregulated is when you get stuck in one or the other or freeze. And it can be impacted by so many different things, including the food you eat, the music, all the ways the Jews attack us. And I do think this is really, I don't know if it was the intended effect, sort of an umbrella effect, but it's definitely had the byproduct of forcing most of us into that freeze or fawn response. So we're either freezing, what do? Or we're fawning over the person causing the problem to try and get them to cause less of a problem.
Yeah.
And it's completely resetting our natural state of being, our natural autonomic nervous system. And what's interesting, because it sounds very like pseudosciencey on the surface, or potentially like psychology related. And you know how I feel about psychology, right? I'm not a fan. What was interesting to me was this guy's research has been so suppressed by mainstream psychology.
Of course.
Uh-huh. So that makes me go, oh, gee, who runs psychology and why would they want to suppress that? So I'll have to dig those notes out. Maybe I'll have to do an episode on that again, because it's as they keep bringing more. Well, and with all the bullshit going on in the Middle East, I'm like just I'm counting down the days. OK, when are we going to see the first new waves of refugees?
Yeah. You know? And I just saw that they think that this war shouldn't go more than 1 to 2 years. I thought it was only supposed to be a few weeks. And
good
now they're
God.
Saying 1 to 2 years.
Ukraine was supposed to be a couple weeks, and that's already in year, what, four? So if they're saying 1 to 2 years, dear God, it's going to be an...
Can you imagine having a bunch of angry Iranians walking around our streets?
Oh, my God.
Sadly,
I almost can, because we've seen it. We've seen it in the UK. We've seen it in Europe. We've seen what they do. Germany's really bad for that, with the Muslims in particular, and it's bad. It's just so bad.
And it's it's the fact that, I mean, it's understandable that they hate us, even though, I mean, we don't support this. We're not behind it, but they see America, and that's what they think. So they they absolutely hate us because we've killed their families. Like, can you imagine? So if I knew someone had killed my family, you're not going to last long if I can get to you.
No. I've said, you know, they'll probably, you know, if it comes down to it, they'll probably get me in the end, but they're going to have to wade through a mountain of bodies to do it.
Oh, I'm not going to go easy. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to make anything easy for you.
I just want to point out to everybody, to all and sundry, I am my parents' crazy child. That's all I'm saying. When I would joke with my dad about the zombie apocalypse, he looked at me dead serious and he went, "Yeah, you're the one manning the pop-up hatch in the attic roof with the sniper rifle. If worse comes to worse." I'm like, "Aw, daddy."
So you got a good headshot game?
I did. It's been a very long time. He actually had this really, it was actually a vintage rifle from the Boer War era, the Egyptian Hakim. And that thing, butt on the ground without the bayonet, was almost as tall as I was. Okay. Ooh. With the bayonet, it was taller, and it's solid wood body. This thing was so heavy, I could not hold it so long. So I had to lay it down. But it had the little metal flip-up sight that you adjusted from way back in the day. I could ping the target every time with that.
Nice. Well, I know where I'm going. When these zombies crack out and they start coming up, I'm heading to your house.
Oh, yeah. No. Seriously, come to my town. We're gonna make my town one of the strongholds, whether it's zombies or the Jew war finally pops off. My town will be safe. I've already got it planned out. That's all I'm saying. I don't have personal military experience, but I know people that do, and I ask questions because that's kind of my skill.
You know, I was originally of the thought, well, I don't want to leave where I live because this is where I grew up. And this is where my family is. Mm-hmm. But then I started to think that, you know, just because I leave and go to an area where there's more whites and we can be stronger together, doesn't mean we can't come back and take back what's ours.
Yeah. I look at it this way, because that's another topic that people don't want to get into. And I, of all people, understand not wanting to continue arguments in our community. It's the last thing we need, but we have to get to a point where we have healthy discussions, right? This whole sense of don't give up one more scrap of land. I'm like, guys, it's okay. You're not abandoning. This is a tactical retreat. You have to get to a safe space, a safe place to rebuild and rearm and reset. And you give it probably not even 5 years, and the niggers in the cities are going to eat each other alive. So you give yourself 5 years in a safe location to build up, get organized, get set. And by the time you're ready to go take these other places back, they're going to have done half of your work for you or better.
True. I think it's a case of looking at the the desired final vision and not seeing the baby steps that need to be taken to get there. And I am, you know, guilty of that. It's hard because you're like, I just want my country back. But then you have to take the baby steps. And that's just the way it is. This didn't happen overnight. Our country wasn't taken over overnight. And it's going to take a while to get it all back.
Yeah. It really is. It's worth it, though. It's just we have to. This is why I'm sure people get sick of hearing me spout on about it. But this is why I keep saying about we need to get some sort of organization, some sort of structure, and some sort of cooperation between groups going. I'm not saying we have to live in each other's pockets, but if we could at least coordinate efforts, like, okay, you guys are doing that over there. Well, I'm going to do this here. We don't have the numbers to keep playing this stupid infighting game, you know?
No. And we just need to get rid of these nons and these shitheads who continue to cause trouble and division amongst us. But I do believe, yes. So we create our little groups, you know, and each group has a leader. And then we work towards trying to connect with everyone. But it's going to be a slow process.
Yeah.
But I think it is, we're going to win. We're going to win. I'm trying not to be black pilled. This past week, I've really become black pilled. Yeah. I'm trying not to be, but we will win because, you know, that's just how fate is bent. I mean, that's just it.
Yeah. I mean, this world
belongs to us. We're the ray of light that creates. We're the passion. Mm-hmm. The world wouldn't exist the way it does were it not for us.
Yeah, absolutely. We're the only ones that really can create. Like people say, oh, what about the Asians? Okay, some of the Asians, they come closer than the other nons. But I look at it this way. The motherfuckers still eat with sticks.
Yeah.
I mean, they've made a fine art out of chopsticks, sure. But at the end of the day, they're still eating with fucking sticks.
Yeah, and if you really think about it, China, they're not creative. They're just copy. They steal our shit, whether sold to them by Israel or taken because they own so much land here. They just copy it. They're like almost human, but not quite.
Yeah. I kind of think of them as like the ant people because, ants are very industrious, but they're also mindless drones.
Yes.
You know, and I mean, I've seen footage out of China where like, oh, look, they put up this, you know, 86-story skyscraper in 3 weeks. And yeah, the shit falls down 2 weeks after.
Can you imagine? Yeah, I wouldn't trust. Well, I mean, it's like the jokes here. Oh, it was made in China. Oh, so it's not going to last, you know. Made in Vietnam, it's not going to last.
It's not going to last. The Japanese-made stuff used to be better. That's really fallen off. But then the Japanese, you go far enough back, there is some Aryan DNA mixed in their way back. Possibly. I forget. The science stuff doesn't stick in my brain, sadly.
No, I'm not very good with that stuff. I do know that they found, you know, red-haired, blue-eyed mummies in the West. I mean, in Asia, in China, in that area. So
I believe that was the Tokarians. Don't ask me anything more about them. I remember the name. That's about it.
I'm so overloaded with all these things now that I'm seeing that connect. And it's like I'm really overwhelmed, but I want to learn everything. So I will eventually get their history. That kind of history has never been my strong suit, but I know it's part of our history and we need to know it.
Do you ever watch Survive the Jive?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, you can find him on YouTube. He's one of us. He used to be more careful about expressing that. He's gotten a little bolder. He's also English, so you know the English were always a little more polite with their language, but he's definitely a nationalist. He's definitely like, okay, Britain is being overrun by nons. He doesn't call them nons, but he actually has the academic background in the way back ancient history and can talk about like the DNA groups and all that stuff. So he's one of my go-to sources just because I know it's going to be the correct scientific information, but also from the correct perspective.
Thank you. I'm going to have to check him out.
So yeah, he does some, he's also a pagan, so he does some pagan stuff, but a lot of it is more of the, like I said, like he'll talk about the Yamnaya, the Belbeaker, all these different proto-Indo-Aryan groups.
Yeah. So well, I have no problem with that, the pagan stuff. I mean, I, I want to learn everything. I mean, not. No, I don't think I consider myself pagan. Not that it's bad. I don't know what I consider myself. There's a power. That's all I know. We didn't make this.
You're Aryan.
Yeah. So
yeah, that's all that really matters. You're Aryan. True Aryans are like, oh, hey, you believe in something. Good on you.
It just doesn't, to be honest, yeah, it doesn't matter to me. I've learned some cool things, though, like the days of the week were named after gods.
Yep.
So I thought that was really interesting. I'm like, oh, that, yeah, it kind of sounds like Wooden's Day does kind of sound like Wednesday, and Thor's Day does kind of sound like Thursday. So a lot of that stuff, no.
Tuesday, third tier, yep. The only one that isn't actually based on one of the Germanic gods is Saturday. That one's Saturn from the Roman pantheon, basically.
Oh, okay. So not the Jews' Saturn.
No. And I know a lot of people, they immediately go, oh, okay. One thing I always try to stress to people is, okay, yeah, there was a lot of heavy Jewish control and influence within the Roman Empire at a certain point, because they were just kind of the first in line after Greece in terms of the spread. Mm-hmm. But all of that shit that we think of as Jewish, like the Jewish Saturn, was taken from pre-Christian Roman culture first. So it was stolen from them first, basically. And then just since it was that much longer ago, they had an even longer time to twist it, right, basically. Saturn, yeah, that's a whole the Olympians are kind of like, I feel like I'm being disrespectful, but like some of those stories get so opera like, but that's also the retelling.
Yeah.
You know, and the twisting. So they've twisted everything. They've twisted everything so badly. The enormity of it it boggles the brain.
It really does. It's so hard to find sources that are trustworthy.
Yeah. One thing I always counsel in my Ash and Ether stream when we go over the pagan stuff is go to the earliest possible sources. So, you know, your Roman writers, your Greek writers in particular, as much as you can. But also try to find the earliest published editions of their works. Because, and Kathleen actually kind of brought this to my attention. Obviously, we know that, like, Ghislaine Maxwell's father is the one that basically wrote all the modern textbooks. But the Jews haven't just controlled, like, modern media. It started with the publishing houses.
Right.
Printing books, controlling books, editing books. That was the only media at a certain point in history. So, you know, the earliest possible editions you can find are typically going to be far less fucked with. I mean, probably still fucked with a little bit, but that's just where our noticing and our pattern recognition skills come into play.
Right.
So. What? We're setting the grass ablaze? I'm trying to keep an eye on the chat. These guys are going off.
Oh, he's going to start a forest fire with his cigarette.
Ah. Don't do that. No more forest fires. I mean, that depends. Is the forest infested with gnons? I'm not trying to be fed.
Can you imagine it? You throw in some KFC, couple buckets in there.
Watermelons. We got watermelons in them there hills. Popeye's chicken. Hey, that's the cheap way to get them back to Africa, by the way. You just shove them into some of those like pool floaty rings, and you tape a stick to their head that dangles a chicken leg in front of them.
I'm like, there you go.
I'm gonna get the chicken leg. Be hilarious. Be hilarious. Of course, you know, they'd probably lose weight eventually and slip right out halfway across the Atlantic. And then, hey, problem solved.
You know, sharks have to eat, too.
There we go. They also have to take care of the great white sharks. They are white.
They're hungry fellows. Sharks need a lot of calories because they're just muscle machines. So.
Hell yeah. But the only things that are scarier are... what was it? Was it dolphins? Like they were finding a whole bunch of killer whales that had been like stabbed to death by dolphins or something the other year? I can't remember now.
Oh, really?
I may be wrong. Don't quote me on that.
There's some scary ocean animals out there.
Ocean scares me. It's not so much the ocean that scares me. It's the things in the ocean. I don't do aquatic life at all. No.
I'm not big into swimming in the first place. But especially in the ocean, I feel that that's not my home.
No.
My hometown, you know, that's not my area. So if I am attacked in that, I kind of deserve it. Yeah. I'm a little scared. There's been a lot of shark sightings, and I don't feel like messing with that.
I'm not a very strong swimmer, so no.
No, and I get
seasick even looking at it, but so that's kind of out.
No, I like to fish. So I had my children, you know, they went through swimming lessons because, you know, we fish on rocks and stuff. So God forbid, you know, someone falls in, they'll know how to swim. But I myself, no. And I'm okay with that. We have lots of land. I have lots of land I can walk on. I don't need to be in the ocean.
I'm more of like a forest and mountain kind of gal, you know?
And the thought of drowning, that absolutely scares scares me. So no. Someone has asked me what was one of my biggest fears, and it's like no falling out of like a helicopter or an airplane right into the ocean. So you can't actually touch the bottom of the ocean to bounce back up top, but you're too far from the top to be able to get any air, and it's like no. So I don't even go. I won't even go on a cruise ship, you know, because 100 people at least every year die on cruise ships, and I'm like, I'm not going to die out in the middle of the ocean.
Listen, I went to England like 20 odd years ago now, and they took me on the ferry that crosses the Mersey River, and they're like, oh, you'll be fine. It's just the ferry on the river. Nope, I was not fine. Salty was so not fine. We got off and I'm literally stumbling like I'm drunk, like, oh my God, I'm going to throw up. It was kind of embarrassing, honestly.
We are the masters of land, of the mountains, of the air, but sometimes we need to know our limits.
Just proof that, you know, I come from continental Germanics and not Scandinavian ones. They were all about sailing and I'm all like, no, so much no. So, I don't know. I feel like maybe we should do an episode about self-defense for women. What do you think?
I think that that can't be spoke about enough. Okay. Especially now with as brazen as these fucking nuns are getting, it's scary. And it's not – they're not just going after women or girls. I mean, we've seen boys being raped by these – they're not even animals. They're below animals. Animals don't rape. Yeah. There's some low animals that really have no purpose in the whole chain of humans and animals. And but I think that yes, we certainly cannot go over self-defense enough.
Yeah.
And we need as many suggestions as possible for. For the different ages or, you know, different women's capabilities or men's capabilities. It's just, with so many people thinking about it, we can come up with so many different kinds of ideas. And
The problem, because when I researched this before, some of the biggest problem is there's very little that you can carry in terms of self-defense tools that are legal or allowable. And even the ones that are technically allowed, even if they can't bring criminal charges against you for having them, they will bring civil charges because, well, now you use something that wasn't necessarily a weapon, but you used it with malicious intent. So they get you with the lawfare shit.
Right. It poses the whole idea, you know, there's one big massive problem when it comes to women is that we can't physically defend ourselves. Chances are the majority of men are stronger than the majority of women. That's biology. And even the weakest man is probably stronger. Well, no, probably stronger than a good amount of women. There is a strongest woman in the world, but she's still a lot weaker than the strongest man.
It's just there's too much difference in the musculature, the reach, even in how we use our muscles. Like men, their strongest muscles are usually their upper body. Women, our strongest muscles are our legs, but we also tend to be shorter and, you know, we're not necessarily good at kicking. We're not all Jean-Claude Van Damme. Like, so it's it It is. It's difficult. That's why I do encourage women that are so inclined and able to learn basic firearms, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that karate, jiu-jitsu, that's all great. But if you're within an arm's reach of a man whose arm is 3 feet, whatever it is, he's going to get to your face before you try to grab his collar and try to take him down. If at all even possible. So, yeah, it's scary. So, and I know they have recently seen that they offer guns now, but they shoot like rubber boots. And these are for civilians. Yes.
I've seen some of those, and they're interesting. There were a lot of pros to those, especially for women. A lot of women I know, including most of the women in my biological family, are terrified of firearms. They're absolutely terrified of them, which I'm like, we grew up around them. What the fuck? Like I said, I'm a crazy child, right? But so for women that just genuinely are uncomfortable with actual firearms, they are a great option on many levels. A couple of the cons that I remember from when I looked into them is, one, they will often cost as much, if not more, than an actual firearm.
Really?
Yes, some of them were like $800 that I saw. Now, you can find cheaper ones, but it's also a case of you get what you pay for.
What I want to know is, you know, so they can get you if the state laws aren't met and you shoot or you bring out brandish a gun against someone in a case where they say you're not really – it was not needed. Is the same held for these rubber bullets? Are the same rules that are applied to guns in home defense, protecting your home, is it the same?
That is going to vary a lot, depending on your state, even your municipality within a state. There is no one standard answer for that one, unfortunately. So for everybody, I actually encourage you to look into your specific state and municipality, what all the yeses and nos are for different self-defense tools. It's just... I mean, I was going to try and actually give like the basics for each state when I first did this. Like that was like one of my earliest sort of streams was about self-defense for women. And it just, there's too much. There's too much. I mean, I'd still be, if I did a 2-hour stream every night for a couple of years, I might be able to cover them all. That's just the sad reality. So I'd say everyone just look up your local.
I would think that's best. You never know when a state could change the laws. And so for you to take on the responsibility of knowing all those laws and if they changed or anything like that, I think that would be tough. Yeah, so I agree. You should look up your own laws.
Yeah. You did bring up brandishing, which is a really fantastic point. Don't ever, if you carry a firearm, don't bring it out to threaten. If you bring it out, use it. Trust me. Just trust me on this one, because if you bring it out and go, oh, okay, it scared him off and now I don't have to use it anyway, because otherwise they will get you for brandishing. Well, obviously you didn't actually feel like your life was in danger. Therefore you didn't need to use the gun. So basically if you get it out and not have to use it, you will get in more trouble than if you get it out and use it, because their thinking is if you use it, then you actually were in fear for your life.
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense. And I think I heard one of a Flood Triber. He was saying that if you take out a gun or you go to aim a gun, you better be shooting something. Mm-hmm. If you're going to aim, you better be shooting something. You don't take it out unless you need to.
You don't take it out unless you need to. And if you take it out, use it. And remember, center body mass. Don't try to be a trick shot no matter how much you practice at the range. Center body mass every time. Is that you, Fed Posty?
Self-defense.
In
Minecraft.
In Minecraft. In Dungeons & Dragons. There we go. There we go.
Hey, with those pedos coming out on Minecraft, we need self-defense on Minecraft. Self-defense.
Yes. It's, yeah.
Isn't it funny how those pedos came out just at the same time where they were asking people to send in face pictures for age verification?
Uh-huh.
Coincidence don't really happen.
No, they really don't. Something else, just real quick, with specifically aiming at the ladies here with guns. Okay, so if you want to actually get a firearm, my tips are is just, I mean, you always do your research when you buy anything, right? But don't think you're going to get a hand cannon. You got to take a lot of things into account. Like, I'm just saying, lactic acid holding a stance is a thing. Like, your muscles will wear out quickly. Again, we are not blessed with the upper body strength with men are. We can't hold that stance as long. It's another reason I counsel, especially women, if you get it out, just use it. Because your arms will burn.
I can imagine.
So, it's, yeah. Y'all have to do a whole episode about that in particular. Just, like, things as a lady to look for with guns. Keeping in mind, we all have smaller hands typically than men. So that also is going to impact what you're most comfortable with.
Right. I've seen, I mean, we've all seen, there was a some kind of a MMA fight where it was two women up against one man. Mm-hmm. And he was kicking their asses. There's two of them, and he was still kicking their asses. We just, you don't pull the strong, independent woman, I can take him down. Mm-hmm. No, don't. You can't. It's biologically, it's near impossible for you to knock him out before he can knock you out. Mm-hmm. Or sit on you, or just hold you against your will. And we're not equal to men. Let's admit it. Biologically, we are not equal to men, and that's okay.
We're not equal to them. They're not equal to us. We're not supposed to be equal in that manner. We're designed to do different things. Exactly. It's all about the balance. Snail Racer said, I think a little 22 pistol would fit in the bottom of a purse easy. You can actually get holster purses. Purses with built-in holsters inside so that your gun doesn't sink to the... Everything sinks to the bottom of a purse. I don't care what kind of purse it is and how organized you are. Yes. Everything sinks to the bottom. So yeah, they actually make holster purses you can buy.
Nice.
22s would be a good choice for a lot of the ladies. I'm funny. I always preferred the 10 mil. But
I've heard 22s, though. I mean, people have gotten shot, like, in the head with a 22 and not even realize they got shot.
Yeah.
I've heard stories like that. How true, I'm not sure, but...
A lot of that depends on the manufacturer and the ammunition used specifically. But I'm not a fan of them personally. Like I said, I was originally trained on the 45. I prefer the 10 millimeter, but that thing is borderline hand cannon territory. So, again... You know, just when you're tired and you're out shopping, you're going to want to try and whip out a can cannon. No. So I ended up going with a 9. For the ladies, I would actually recommend a 9mm compact or even a subcompact. You can get them where they're pretty small, but they just have a little more stopping power than a 22 will. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to hurt somebody. If I'm in that kind of situation, that's not my end goal.
Yeah.
We'll just leave it at that. We'll just leave it at that. I'm just saying, not breathing is stop. So, you know.
Yeah.
I'm getting really close to Fed Posty tonight. Can you tell I'm in a mood? I have the war flag up. I was playing the war songs. I'm in a mood.
It's just been one of those days, you know, where you're like, no, you just want to tell them, you know what? Fuck you. And here's what I want to do to you. And this is what we're going to do, and we're going to win. But
yeah.
No, we have to be careful.
We do. Although, honestly, like, keeping it in-house like I do on FTJ in 88, like, I have to worry about that less than some people. So,
yes,
we got a great group. We have a really great group on both platforms. So,
yeah.
But yeah, it's, yeah, we'll have to revisit the self-defense and do a special series on that with one episode just about ladies and guns.
Right.
You know, so they call it Great Equalizer for a reason. That's all I'm saying. I had something else I was going to say about that. I completely forget what it is now. You know, it's already like 6:38 and we haven't even started talking about Dr. Mengele. Do we just want to keep chatting and we'll do Dr. Mengele next week?
Let's do that because, you know, I'm going to bring up a topic that's been bothering me. You're aware of it. And this is not to troll, but because I think it could lead to things down the line. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. I've been made aware of this person who goes by the name Salamandarin. He's on FTJ and on BitChute on Instagram, SoundCloud. He's some SoundCloud singer. He's on X. I guess he's been around for a while. He was friends with HT.
Until even they didn't like him.
Yeah, until he got kicked out of GTV. But so he had been on, he was just on a stream with a couple of great, great women in the cause, Monica Schaefer and Kathleen Dudley. Great women. I absolutely adore them. But during the stream, it was brought up of an article written about the Salamandarin where he essentially he apologizes for pedos, let's say. His statement, which I have the whole stream downloaded, and he says that he would rather be a pedo than to kill a pedo. Mm-hmm. And his thinking is that the reason why now there's a hysteria around pedophilia, unlike supposedly in the 50s, which is not true either. Pedos were being killed then too, but nonetheless, he says the hysteria today exists because women, you know, so many women go to college and do this and that, that there's a lot of man hate. So if you hate pedophiles, it's because you hate men. And he claims that women can't be pedophiles. Well, let me clear that up real quick. As a mother of a son, if a woman touches my son, a teacher, anyone above the age of, hell no, she's going to meet her punishment. You are a pedo, woman, man, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Don't try to. I do not believe in the garbage hole. You know, the boy likes it, or he likes the attention, or this. No, this is a child. Mm-hmm. They cannot make decisions like that. They should not be making decisions like that. So, I have this man recorded saying that he'd rather be a pedo than kill a pedo, and I also have a video of him saying that he never respected National Socialism because it led to Germany becoming a Jewish state. See, this man's logic just doesn't make sense to me. So let's take the first one. You do not have to like pedos to not personally want to kill them. You can despise pedos and say they do deserve to be taken from this world.
Yeah.
But instead of taking that route, he says, no, he'd rather be a pedo. I can't wrap my head around this supposed white man saying that, saying out loud in front of millions of people, he'd rather be a pedo.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask him to further explain that because we know from the rest of the stream, he mm-hmm. sees pedos as people. They just have mental illnesses and they just need to be helped.
They were victims first.
No, there are a lot of people who were abused in childhood. A lot of those people do not turn into pedophiles or rapists or abusers. It's a choice for an adult to rape a child. It is a choice. And for that choice, you gain.
Yeah.
For that choice, there's only one punishment.
Yeah. That whole stream was such a shit show. It was, I still haven't made it the rest of the way through that, watching that, you know.
I tried again, but I could not. I found his Instagram account, and I'm not going to just make allegations, but by just looking at it, just looking at a few of the videos posted, he shares videos of children at the beach in their bathing suits running in and out of water. This is a group of children. Mm-hmm. And all it does is he sings some song he made and plays a video of children on the beach running around in the water and all that. In a couple of the videos, not just one. But when you add that on to a man who openly said, I'd rather be a pedo, mm-hmm. I'm not going to sit here and say he is one for sure, but I just find, these little bits kind of
they add up to a certain sum.
Yes. And the way he excuses pedos is just, it's absolutely disgusting. Mm-hmm. So we need to show them humanity. We need to show the world more humanity.
I love that when people want to go on about the humanity. I'm like, okay, well, you're operating under the assumption that these things are human. They're not. You attack a child, particularly in that vile fashion, you're not human.
No.
So all bets are off.
Yes. His name is Salar Mandarin. He's on FTJ. He's a streamer there, and he's got a BitChute channel. He's on X, SoundCloud. This person has been all over the place. So, and he's been around for a while, I guess, because he was talking about his time with HT and GTV. So I'm not sure how far back he goes. I just learned of him, but
yeah.
I mean, the pedo is bad enough, but then to try to turn this on to women hating men, I feel is not something that we need in our circles. I think it's as divisive as the religious fighting.
Yeah.
Women aren't trying to keep men down. Men aren't trying to keep women down. It's the Jew pitting us against each other. The Jews have feminized men. Not every man, but their objective was to feminize men so that they could get to the women and children. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
And they, since they feminized men, they had to masculinize the women. That's how they work. The inverse, they black is white, up is down. So this wasn't a natural path for white men or white women. This is the path we were sent down because we were subverted by Jews. I do not like to see, fighting between men and women. We're in this together.
No, we are.
Flood tribe is an example of women here. And we don't blame men. And we're not just a minority. There's a lot of women who aren't these lefty, liberal, blue-haired sluts. I mean,
there's more of us than I think anybody realizes, quite honestly. But it's because of individuals like Salamandrin and others of that ilk that I think more women are still hesitant to speak up and join the tribe, join the crew, join whoever, because they get on the social media and they encounter the worst examples of so-called alt-right men. I'm like,
we need women here because I want to see happy white families. Mm-hmm. You need to bring women in. You're going to have your wife homeschool your children, which I would hope so. Well, then she needs to know the cause. She needs to know the history. She needs to have friends in this community. And then she can become more, more comfortable with it. We're here to help make a community. And that includes men and women.
Correct.
So I don't like that if you don't like pedos, you hate men. That's non-logical anyways. Because not every pedo is a man.
I am an equal opportunity pedo hater, all right? I'm just going to say that. Like,
same here.
I don't
protect anyone. And even if it's a white person who's a pedo, and no pedos of any color, of any sex, get any special treatment from me, because the fact that you raped a fucking child is enough for me to see you swinging from a tree in my front yard.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that disturbed me almost as much, if not a little more, than the way he acted on that stream was how the other two guys didn't handle it. You've got these two other men.
It was unreal. Two other men on that panel, and they agreed with him.
Well, you know what I said earlier about puppy waffing? I was saying earlier about the freeze and the fawn responses that have been conditioned into us. Those two were perfect examples of those, because the one just kind of froze and I don't know what to do. And the other one was like fawning all over Salamandrin, trying to pat his little hand and make him feel better because the mean old Kathleen was attacking him. And it was just like, we needed our FTJ guys there in that moment, because I know y'all would have put you would have lowered the boom on him.
This man, I mean, even during this stream, it was a big panel. It was a supposed to be a white civilized panel. This mm-hmm. man decides to tell, you know, these women, fuck you.
Yeah.
And that you're just pussies and you're just this and you're that. And it's just like, this is not the behavior that we should be seeing from white men.
No.
And yes, white women, some of us need to clean up our act.
Mm-hmm.
I am not saying I am perfect in any way. There are things I need to work on myself. But some of these, I mean, some of this is just blatant, outright, that doesn't belong here.
Yeah. It was just disturbing on so many levels.
Yes, I went to his Instagram and I watched, for some reason, so he sings songs. He has songs in SoundCloud. So when I went to his Instagram, he sings songs while these videos of children playing at a beach or the ocean are running in and out of the water in their bathing suits. I don't know, maybe they're his children, but it was a group. It was a group of small children running in and out. And, maybe I'm just jaded because I know this kind of shit happens.
Well, good reason.
Yes. But no, and I'm not saying he's outright one because I have no actual proof, but I'm just telling you, someone who says they'd rather be a pedo than the protector of society
mm-hmm.
and then has videos of children, it's not looking good.
No, it's concerning at the very least.
So he is in China. He is a high school teacher in China, which makes me think, you know, added on to the fact that he slightly looks Semitic, that I think he's an infiltrator. He's made it known he does not respect National Socialism. He thinks the swastika is silly, that we're childish. So, no, that's fine, though. I don't expect everyone to be National Socialists.
If we're childish for using the swastika, wouldn't that mean he should like us?
Exactly. But he claims to be alt-right and pro-white. But I don't think he's white, to be honest. When I saw this man, no, I don't take him as white. I don't. His real name is out there, because there were articles written about him. This has been going on, I guess, for a while. I just learned about this, but the whole thing with HT happened a while ago.
Yeah, I think that happened right after St. Floyd the Breathless died. George Floyd.
Yeah.
How many years ago was that? Was that 3 years ago already? I don't remember. He was a nigger. He died. I kind of didn't mark it on my calendar.
Yeah. So it's just, I don't know, this guy really rubbed me the wrong way. And I know that we can't be the feelings police. And I know I can be emotional, especially about certain topics I am quite passionate about.
Oh yeah. And no, you're right. And I don't think we're being the feelings police. This isn't a matter of, oh, he was mean. No, he's exhibited some very concerning behavior. He's made some very alarming statements, and he has acted and conducted himself in a way that is potentially
abusive.
Subversive and abusive. Well, it was flat out abusive. He was on air telling, fuck you, Kathleen. Like, I'm sorry, that's abusive.
No, and then the other men on the stream allowed him to keep doing it. So the whole lot of them, this is not what I want to see. You know what, to be honest, though, the guys in our crew, I'd say even in Flood Tribe, are not like this.
No.
I absolutely love our men.
Yeah,
they
actually
are, yes, white power. They are true Aryan men.
Yes.
They are a pleasant, gentlemanly And that's what we need.
I mean, I was honestly a little, okay, no, I was a lot nervous when I started streaming, going, okay, you know, you hear all these things. I hadn't experienced the streaming and chat communities a whole lot at that point. Like, oh my God, am I going to have guys basically saying, shut your mouth, woman? And you guys have been freaking amazing. Like the support and just the community has been incredible. And I love you guys.
No, I've said it for a while now that you all make up my family. Mm-hmm. When my biological family has turned their back on me because of my beliefs, you get me through each day. You make me want to be better, to be, you know, to become Aryan and to fight this cause. So I want to thank our men for yes. being stand up in a day and age where, you know, there's wiggers abound, there's degeneracy all around, and we have these strong men who want to fight, you know, fight for us, for white children, and fight for the world. So I felt we needed to bring this guy up because mm-hmm. yeah, and we shouldn't have him in our circles.
No. And we're doing White Power Women's Hour panel, not tomorrow. It's going to be the following Tuesday. Because technically tomorrow is the last day of the month. I have five Tuesdays this month, of course. But, so yeah, we're doing that next week, and we're going to be going over some more of this more in depth as well, with Kathleen and Monica. So.
Yes. And, maybe a special guest too, from what I've heard, possibly.
Possibly.
But yes, I want to thank you for bringing this up too. This has been weighing on my mind. Not because of my feelings are hurt, but because I don't think this divisiveness is good for us. And I mean, no. I've seen men make comments, especially like on you know, X, well, this woman's a whore, this or that. And no, trust me, I understand. There's a lot of women on OnlyFans are doing this or that, and men are doing this and that. They're paying for OnlyFans. You know, they're just pitting us against each other, though. The majority of women, X is not reality. The majority of women don't do porn. We don't do porn. We don't watch porn. We have nothing to do with porn. And I know the majority of men don't really watch porn either. At least our men.
Our men don't.
So it's this isn't from feelings. This is because I don't want newcomers,
right,
to hear this garbage, this man-hating garbage, and to go down a bad road. When they get into the MGTOW and stuff like that, it's just, it's hard to bring them back.
Yeah, it really is. And you figure we have to combat the Groiper, you know, Nick Fuentes mentality and the Tate mentalities. Like that's hard enough. We don't need to add more into the mix. I feel like we're actually starting to make progress against that mentality, you know, especially here on FTJ and on 88, we have such a healthy community, of both men and women. Working together, hanging out, forming that family. And I think that's where, I know that's where I'm coming from. I think that's where you're coming from. We're feeling protective right now because this is kind of like our home base.
Right.
For our geographically far flung family. Say far flung family fast. I do that. I end up doing a tongue twister every time. But you know, we're mama bears. You know, and that is part of our role as women. Women, historically, all the way back, were the ones that helped defend the home, particularly when the men were out either hunting, gathering, at war, what have you. So this is natural for us to feel this level of protective and like, oh, hell no, you're not gonna. This is supposed to be our safe base. So, yeah, it's concerning. And it's like I was saying with you, Kathleen, and G on Friday, is like the last thing I want to see is this cause people to, especially women, we're starting to get more and more women involved. I don't want them to get scared off or worse. Right.
No, we have a lot of great men who need to meet their wives. Mm-hmm. And we want a lot of babies, chunky babies with chunky cheeks. So I just want us to grow. I'm trying not to be so black-pilled. I want us to grow. I want a lot of families, and I don't want these infiltrators who are probably doing it for shits and giggles, and they're just sitting back laughing. Mm-hmm. They don't have any skin in the game yet. He's in China. I don't know if he's even white, fully white. I don't know if he's married, children. I don't know. I at this point, I don't give two. I don't give two fucks.
Yeah, it's almost irrelevant. But yeah, you know, as long as he doesn't cause problems.
Yes.
And I don't see him not causing problems, just personally. We saw how he. Like, seriously, guys, oh, man, I don't even have the link handy or I would drop it. But if you go on BitChute, you can – Sash, do you have that link handy that you could drop in the chat for the stream?
Yes.
Okay. I lost mine in one of my files. But, yeah, if you guys get a chance, check it out and see what you think. But it was really horrifying. One thing that really stood out to me was the way that he was just – constantly yelling over her, yelling.
Calling her a woman.
Woman! Like, was that supposed to be an insult? I'm kind of proud of being a woman. I'm just saying. But, you know, it was because he could, his position was indefensible and he knew it. And Kathleen came with receipts. She yes. had quotes. She had notes. Yes. She was prepared. And he's the one that turned it into a combative situation because he knew if he didn't just attack right away, She was gonna smear him into the ground, and she handled it like a fucking boss.
But if you notice too, not that I kind of get caught up in the true crime stuff, you know. But if you notice when he's talking about, you know, he's been questioned about it, and he's talking about he brings in so much information that's useless that no one needs to know about, like that whole thing about HD. Like none of this matters.
It's distraction.
I want to know why you'd rather be a pedo than save a child. Why would you rather rape a child? And save a child. I don't need to hear about your time at GD in chat rooms or this. They give a lot of extra information to try to distract you or to get you, you know, off on a tangent. And mm-hmm. I don't take that as an action of an honest person. Yeah. Me personally, in my personal dealings with people, when someone does that to me, you're trying to take me on a different path, hoping that I forget what I originally asked you, and we just start talking about something else.
Yeah. Like we all know I'm scatterbrained at the best of times, but that is one thing that will kick me into hyper-focus. If someone acts like that, I'm like, oh, you don't want to talk about that? Well, now that's the only thing we're going to talk about. Like, yeah, it was bad. Thank you for dropping that link, Fash, guys. Check that out. That was like, I'm actually going to pin that at the top.
This guy needs to know what people think. And I'm not saying harass him. Don't dox him. Don't go threaten him, but know that he's not wanted in these circles. I believe that he is here trying to make us look bad. Can you imagine if we start having guys saying, well, no, it's better to be a pedo than to kill one. No, what makes this much different from the leftists? Or the leftists are going to come after us and say, oh, they're pedos. Look at their pedos. Like he's doing, I mean, this is not going to end well. He's trying to make us look bad and causing division at the same time. And he needs to be taken out of the community. We need to have standards.
Yeah.
Basic standards. Basic human decency standards. And that is pedos are not people. Pedos cannot be fixed.
We should get that on a t-shirt. Pedos are not people.
Yes. Yes. I'd love that.
You might want to be careful where you wear that in public. But I'm sure somehow, somewhere, a Jew will be like, that's anti-Semitic. Actually, I had a thought that happened. It was like 2 days after I first watched this. And you know how he kept saying how all this hysteria was about attached to feminism and man-hating. I'm like, no. You know what this is? This is, of course, it's the Jews. They're stirring this up because this is how they start forcing through the whole MAPS thing.
Yes.
Minor attracted person. Well, why are they so focused on pushing that through other than the obvious reasons? Because it was one of the few things we could legally get them on. If you think about it.
Yeah.
All their other bullshit moves that they pulled and have pulled all throughout history, they've managed to wiggle around and make it so that now it's not a problem. The pedo thing, the child rape, was the last thing that was still a hard and fast, if you rape a child, you're fucked. They had to create the situation and the right temperament to get that out of the way. Now you can't. I'm not even sure. It's not even fully formed in my head, but I really think it has something to do with that.
Oh, yeah. Their plan all along to get to our children because they are the next generation. Mm-hmm. Rape and abuse and incest, and those likes ruin the next generation. Mm-hmm. It is like the final final breakdown of the white race.
Yeah.
They can take out the next and every other future generation by defiling and completely destroying mm-hmm. our children now.
Well, get them young. Get them while their minds and their brains are still forming. And now you've got another generation completely locked down.
You know what I just found out today? That under Judaism, a girl is considered an adult at age 12. No, I remember my daughter when she was 12 and she liked to do crafts and she was into reading books and she was my shadow. It was awesome. I can tell you if anyone had come near her or even looked at her a little too long, mm-hmm. that there were problems. Mm-hmm. There is no way that a 12-year-old could possibly handle everything that is entailed with all that kind of stuff. That they're not capable, nor should they be capable, nor should they ever be introduced to something like that at age 12.
Good God. School of Fish just said in the chat that he was told yesterday that the Anthony Albanese of the Australian government is providing a convicted pedo over $200,000 per year for treatment at brothels to satisfy his needs.
That's absolutely disgusting.
Anybody else?
That's as bad as those sex dolls that they make look like children.
I hate that because like. Your average normie is going to go, oh, well, that at least will keep them away from the children. No,
that just makes it stronger.
It just encourages them. It's that first big step down into this is okay, and it's not okay. But, yeah, it's – sorry, I'm trying to read the chat, and I'm getting boggle-eyed. It's been a long day. I better shut my mouth because I'm going to have some real Fed posty shit coming out basically.
No, that's why this has been like, it's been working on my mind. It's just frustrating.
Yeah. Again, gentlemen, we salute each and every one of you that has been so welcoming and made this such a safe space for us as women to have our voice. So God knows we need more of
it. Absolutely. Absolutely. I would not trade you in for anything. I've been more welcomed by everyone here than by people in my real life. So
yeah.
And not one of them has made me feel uncomfortable, not wanted. Or anything like that, to be honest. You guys are great.
Like the one time I had a guy, he got a little grumpy with me. He wasn't rude about it. He thought that women should be wearing skirts only. And he didn't like it when I said, okay, well, I understand how you feel, but if I have to go patch my roof tiles, I'm putting pants on. And that upset him enough that he left. But there was no hard feelings.
Well, it means sometimes you have to wear pants. I'm not going to go to the gym in a skirt or a dress. I mean, there's just times when there's a time and a place for everything, you know?
Yeah. Pants are just more practical. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Plus, it's really hard to find skirts with pockets. That's all I'm saying.
Oh. You find one, you buy three of them in different colors because the next time, who knows when you'll find one the next time.
Yes. Yes. Definitely. So,
but yes, so.
Was there anything else you wanted
so
to
yes,
go
we
over
did not get or? To them. But we didn't get to Mangala. We will get to Mangala. And yes. We will be going through his supposed experiments, as well as the long list of the United States inhumanely performed experiments.
Yeah.
One even in a gas chamber in 1942 on their own soldiers.
Oh, God.
I found a gas chamber from World War II that was actually used. But it was in America.
Yeah, that one was actually used, though. That's the difference. Oh, my God. It's crazy. Just what... Because I know what you have, like, what, Tuskegee? Something about that? And...
There's Tuskegee. There's mustard gas. There's the hepatitis vaccine. Created AIDS. There's a lot of biological warfare. There was the nuclear testing in Nevada. The nuclear testing that affected like the Mormons out there and caused all the leukemia cases. Like it goes all the way up into COVID. Yeah. I consider that a worldwide experiment.
Yes, that was a multinational collaboration, in my opinion. So,
oh yeah,
a School of Fish says another good topic for a stream: Hitler and NS views and respect for women. Example: keep women and men out of parliament, military combat, so they are not degraded. Absolutely.
When women are, feel they are appreciated and expected, not that it they just deserve it. But then they feel that way towards their husband. Mm-hmm. They want to, be, close to him and be his second hand and all that, it only makes the family stronger.
Yeah. Kermie says, you two go off course here and there, but this is the furthest off the rails I've seen y'all, and it's been wonderful. How about whatever Monday you just do?
Choose a Monday. Choose a Monday and just
choose a Monday. I mean, I'm cool with that. We can do this whenever. Like, it's important. Doing the historical content is of course that's a passion and that is amazingly important, but I think this is just as important.
Oh, definitely. I mean, we the world is still going on even though we've gone back in time to learn about things. So, I mean, especially when we feel important things come up, then I have no problem with that. I have no problem at all with it. This is to help our people. I want to help them in any way possible.
Hey, I'm down for it. So works for me. however, it is, oh my gosh, it's already 11 after. I'm sure Flood's pre-show is going on, so we should probably get off.
Yes.
But yeah, so next week we will actually do the Mangala episode, unless we have other topics come up. We could always just do that, is just do like maybe, 15 minutes, half an hour, just, hey, touch base on some current events if we want to. It's whatever. It's our show. We can do what we want, right?
Right. No pressure.
No pressure. So, alrighty, guys. You guys have been freaking amazing as ever. Just want to do this. And then
I just want to thank you guys again. You don't understand how much you are appreciated by us.
I know I can't have ever said it enough, but I'm trying to definitely make it very clear now how appreciated all of you are. So just give everyone a quick shout out: Southern Cross, Toxic Straight White Male, Unobtrusive, School of Fish, Whitman, Thomas E. Blyer, Riot Earth, Kermie, Snail Racer, Aryan Eagle, and I know Shameless Wiseass was in the chat as well for a while. You guys have been amazing. You've been fantastic, and we're glad you enjoyed it. So, it was good to see you, School of Fish. Hope your cat feels better.
Yeah, poor thing.
So, alrighty. Alright, guys, we will catch you all next week. Same salt time, same salt station. Doggy Waffin! I'm going to have to send you dog collar tags with little iron crosses and iron on them.
That would be awesome.
So, and also Whitman, also I love the Fed Postie Salty. I had to put that up on my screen. That was like freaking amazing.
That was awesome. He's got you. He's got you.
To a T. I'm going to go make some tea. Tea sounds like a good idea. So, all right, guys, let me just get some music queued up. And we did a heavy metal pre-show.
Oh, did you?
I had to play Slayer, Angel of Death.
Yeah.
You know,
well, no, you didn't hear anything, and then we'll just play it again next week. You didn't hear anything tonight.
You heard nothing tonight, so you're not going to be rehearing it next week because it's an awesome playlist anyway. You know? So, exactly. Alrighty, what do I got to do? I got to share this. Click that. Come over here. I got to click so many things. Find my Fash Academy playlist. And scroll down to the very last song. It was an odd mood. It's all like your classic. I got Anthrax, Megadeth, ooh, Pantera, Creator, Slayer, and then a Perfect Circle, just because like I like these two songs of Perfect Circle. So
very nice selection.
Nice. All right, guys, we will see y'all next week. I may or may not be doing a show tomorrow. I actually have to take my car into the shop after work tomorrow. So depending on how quickly I get out of there. I have absolutely nothing planned, so it is literally just going to be a hangout tomorrow, and we will just hang out and talk. So, yeah, I will see y'all then.
White power.
White power.
Once again, my dear Johnny, my dear friend. And so once again, you are fighting us all. And when I ask you why, you raise your sticks and cry and I fall. Oh, my friend, how did you come to trade the fiddle for the drum? You say I have turned like the enemies you earn, but I can remember all the good things you are. And so I ask you, please, can I help you find the peace and the star? Oh, my friend, what time is this to trade the handshake for the fist? And so once again, oh, America, my friend. And so once again, you are fighting us all. And when we ask you why, you raise your sticks and cry and we fall. Oh, my friend, how did you come to trade the fiddle for the drum? You say we have turned like the enemies you've earned, but we can remember all the good things you are. And so we ask you, please, can we help you find the peace and the star? Oh, my friend, we have all come to fear the beating of